Hi, I'm Steph.
And I'm Jules.
And welcome to The Babesmen.
Steph is a body positive photographer.
And Jules is an intuitive eating and body image coach.
And we're passionate about empowering people to own their bodies and themselves so that they can live their biggest, boldest lives.
So join us as we celebrate the stories of incredible humans and the bodies they've lived them in. You reach the button.
There she is.
Oh, you got the button. Good job.
I got it. And today I was really nice to Maple.
You let her have your seat.
I let her have the corner spot on the sectional.
Which is where she always wants to be and will burrow her way in. Or she'll steal my seat, which is a close second to that seat. It is the best seat in the house.
She knows. I mean, she's smart. She knows it's the best seat in the house.
She's a woman who knows what she wants. And she's not going to let anybody stand in her way. We applaud her for that. You know, knowing where she wants to napness about herself. Yeah. And yet it doesn't work well when we're already sitting there.
True that.
And that she is large and in charge.
And she will just push you out of the way.
Yeah.
She will.
She will.
Speaking of dogs, I want to have a special little just like PSA or request to any East Coast, specifically New York City listeners. I have a bone to pick.
Julie is upset
and
with all of you.
You need to hear my wrath.
I already know what this is because she brought it up earlier.
And I am really
She's not wrong. So just
I am not wrong.
Be open to what she's going to say because she's not wrong and you need to change your ways.
You do. So I was recently in New York City for a very fabulous, amazing wedding. Shout out Catherine and Jack. Congrats, guys. It was the best.
Catherine was on the podcast.
She
was. Check out her episode.
It was the episode about acne and like skin issues. It was so good. So I saw so many cute dogs.
Right.
Like so many cute dogs. And you're not allowed to go and ask to pet said dogs in New York City. Even if you like smile at the owner and be like, cute dog, they're like death stares. Like, how dare you say a nice thing to me? Like, we're New Yorkers. We don't like talk to strangers.
They just don't have any time because it takes 100 years to get anywhere in New York. As somebody who lived there for 2 years, it's not that everybody's that mean. It's just that they're all running late.
Listen, that's fine. You can be running late, but I think that you have to take on the responsibility. If you're going to get a cute dog,
people are going to want to pet your dog.
If you're going to be a dog mom to a cute fucking dog,
people are going to want to pet your dog.
People are going to want to pet your dog. And it's not about like, this is not about you as a person. Mm-hmm. I don't care about talking to you. I could care less about the dog owner. I want to pet your dog.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And so I'll ask a couple of polite questions like, what's her name? How old is she? As I'm petting her, just so it's not so awkward that I'm just totally ignoring you as the owner.
Yeah.
But really, it's about the dog.
I'm here for your dog.
I'm here for your dog. So you can let go of the whole like, I don't want to talk to straight. It's not about you. Yeah. This is about your dog. Mm-hmm. This is about me wanting to pet your dog.
Right.
It is literally cruel and unusual punishment to pass a adorable, fluffy golden retriever.
And no pets?
And no pet. Haley, who's, you guys may know or may not know, she is the woman behind the podcast who helps us do everything. And she's like my little sister.
Beautiful, magical assistant, Haley. We love you.
She was also in New York City for a different reason the same weekend.
Yeah.
Oh God, if this was me, I actually would have not been well. It's one thing to see a golden retriever that's cute as fuck and not be able to pet it. That happened a couple times and it was really brutal. Mm-hmm. She saw a Bernese Mountain Dog puppy.
A puppy?
And she, and of course, and now Haley is, you know, from the Midwest, has only ever lived in either Ohio or Chicago. So like Midwestern places. She's not used to East Coast. So I've been to school in Boston, so I know the East Coast way.
Yeah.
I learned in Boston that I can't just, you know, pet dogs and whatnot. I learned that the hard way then. Anyway, so I know she didn't know this.
Uh-oh.
So she, Haley, big smile. Oh my gosh, your dog is so cute. Didn't even ask to pet. Just was like, oh my God, it's a Bernese Mountain. Bernese Mountain Dog puppy, please Google.
Before I was even really friends with Julie, when she got Maple, she brought her into the cycle studio that she were working at the time. And I came out of class and I just beelined it for Maple. She was so small and so cute. And I was like
fluffball. They're so fluffy and they're so cute.
We weren't even really friends yet.
No, we weren't.
I had maybe taken like one of your classes.
Yeah.
I fully ignored you.
Yeah, of course.
And went straight for Maple.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So Haley was like, oh my God, your dog is so cute. And the girl just like gives her this like a kind of smile. Like a, you know, if a smile can make a noise, like a like a, it's not a smile. It's like a smirk, kind of like a,
it's so rude.
Like, get away from me. Like, I know, get away was like the girl's vibe. And it's like, you're going to parade a fucking Bernese Mountain Dog puppy around and not let people stop and pet the puppy? It's, number one, it's cruel to every single human if they have a heart. Number two, God, these dogs need love.
You know, here's the thing.
Dogs are like, hi, I love you. Give me love.
There
and
is
you're
enough,
saying no.
There is enough divisiveness in the world and in the country.
Let me pet your dog.
As it is, it's a dark enough place. We've all been through a lot. And you know what? If you've got a dog, I want to pet it because you know what? Your dog wants me to pet your dog.
Don't get a dog if you're not cool with people petting your dog.
If I make eye contact with your dog, like I'm zeroed in.
Yes.
I have forgotten all other plans.
Yes.
This reminds me of one time I was at a bar here in Columbus several years ago.
Don't tell me a Columbus person didn't let you pet their dog.
Listen to this.
Oh my God.
We were at...
They're probably from New York.
We were at a bar.
I'm kidding, guys. I love you.
I love New York. I lived there for 2 years. It still feels like home. I just don't want to pay your rent. But I...
we like our rent here in Columbus.
I like my Columbus rent a lot. It's still less than I paid in New York.
And great quality of life here.
I live in a two-bedroom by myself. But I was sitting at a table at a bar, you know, like the long outdoor patio tables. And the people next to me had a Frenchie. And they had this Frenchie sat up on the table like
oh
a little gentleman,
God,
right?
Oh God.
And he had turned towards us. And I was having a moment because I love Frenchies.
Oh,
they have the
of
perfect
course.
Body type for a dog. They are squishy.
Maple, close your ears.
Maple also has a beautiful body
Maple,
and a beautiful life. And she knows that she and I have a very special bond. Maple is actually my specific emotional support animal because
I mean,
if I ever come over upset, she knows and
yeah.
comes and lays with me.
She's the
she
best.
Knows.
Yeah.
Mabel's not threatened.
Mabel's like, guys, please.
She hasn't
I,
moved
I know
at
my
all.
Place. She hasn't flinched.
She knows she's the queen.
She knows.
But I was talking to this Frenchie, obviously.
As one
paying
does.
Paying the dog a lot of attention. He's sitting up on the table
yes.
next to me,
yes.
being a complete gentleman.
Yes.
And then his dad just turns him around to face away from me like he was bothering me. And I was like, I'm sorry. Am I not allowed to have a good time in America anymore?
Listen. Listen.
And this was before Trump was president.
Listen,
so,
guys. Listen, guys.
Still a good time in America.
PSA. If you are going to take on the responsibility
of having a cute-ass
dog. Of having
dog,
a cute-ass dog.
Which is every dog.
Which is every dog. You know. You feed the dog, mm-hmm. you give them water, you potty train them, take them out.
Take them to the vet.
You snuggle them, you take them to the vet, and you let them get pets
you let
when
them make
you
friends.
Are on a walk.
You let them make friends because you know what? My every single year, my only New Year's resolution is to pet one dog a day. If I pet a dog, it's a good day. It's, you know, it's a good day when I get to pet
yeah,
a dog. And if
absolutely.
You're going to withhold
yeah.
my one
no.
dream from
no.
me for my day.
No. Nope.
I just don't have time for it. I don't want to live in a world like that. I want to live in a world where I can freely pet any dog that walks by.
That's all we ask, guys.
Just let me pet your dog.
So if you are listening and you are a person, and I guess you could be from anywhere. It's most rampant
mm-hmm.
in the northeast corner of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking to you guys specifically. But, you know, we have the rogue.
It happened
selfish
here,
dog
so that means
here.
It could happen anywhere.
So, you know. Listen up, if that's you.
You know.
You know, you want to rethink your
I just like maybe take a moment, take a moment, do some journaling, really like get to the heart of why you want to withhold your dog from love and from bringing joy to others because that sounds I'm not like I don't know you, but it sounds like you're really selfish.
You don't have to talk to us. Like I'm saying, if I
don't
want
to talk to you,
I don't want I will politely say like what's her name and how old is she? That's it.
I don't
and then I'll just be like, oh my gosh, she's so cute. She's I love her. She's so cute. Okay, thanks so much. Have a great day. That's it. It's that simple. Yeah. It is that simple. It is, oh my god, her name's Maple. She's 4 and a half. Oh, thanks, thanks, thanks. Bye. Have a good one. That easy.
Just let us pet your
dog. It's 30 seconds, guys.
Just let me pet your dog.
Let
I'm not going to be weird about it. I'm not going to steal it.
No.
I'm not going to do anything
wrong. I'm not
going to
like ask you invasively questions.
I wash my hands regularly. I'm clean. I'm a clean person.
We're vaccinated.
I'm vaccinated. Let me pet your fucking dog.
Come on. All right. Anyway. Now that we spent 10 minutes, that was...
Oops. That was 10 minutes
dog talk. That was a longer rant than I meant it to be.
But it's an important rant and it's an important message.
Worthy of 10 minutes.
Worthy of 10 minutes for sure. I'm sorry if you don't care, but I think that probably we could get everybody pretty fired up about...
Yeah. Let's start a movement.
Dog welfare and being able to pet them.
God. So
today's episode is a big one and kind of a hard one.
Maybe
and
we spent 10 minutes up top talking about petting dogs because
we were avoiding
what
that
what's
sounds
coming
not
next.
Like me at all.
You know,
making jokes about dog welfare. So.
Maple's like, yeah.
So you might know from the show notes, you might not.
We're not sure what the show notes will say.
What the show notes will say.
Will we say the show notes? I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
So I'm just going to say it. We are ending the podcast.
Oh, Band-Aid has been ripped.
Band-Aid has been ripped.
We are ending the podcast.
The Babesman is going to end at the end of October.
At least for now.
Month.
You never know what life twists and turns will happen. And we're not saying that it will never come back.
It's not a goodbye. It's a see you later. Perhaps.
Yeah. It could come back. We don't know. We don't know.
But right,
for now, it is coming to an end.
Right now, the Babesman is coming to a close.
Our last episode will be October 25th, I believe it is. That last Monday
in
October.
Whatever the last Monday is of October.
So we're giving you a month to process along with us.
Yeah. This is something Jules and I, you know, talked in depth about, and it's not a decision that we've made lightly.
Not at all.
Because we love
this podcast.
We have loved making this podcast
so
for all
much.
Of you. We not only do, first of all, just to clarify, Julie and I still madly in love with each other.
One of the things I will miss most
is me being here all the time.
Yeah. And our solo episodes specifically when we just talk about random shit up top
we
for like 15 minutes.
Like we're
shoot the shit.
Yeah. We're still best friends. Nobody
yes.
worry.
Yes. Yes.
I'm still trying to move into her neighborhood so we can
obviously.
Be neighbors.
That's happening.
But we talked about this a lot about where we are in our lives and what makes the most sense right now. Like we love this community. We love so much the joy and the healing this podcast is.
I mean, recording the episodes is fun.
It's so fun for
whether
us.
Whether it's solo episodes or whether it's getting to meet amazing people and have important conversations. Like
I've gotten to ask so many people to be my best
friend. Yeah, absolutely.
That I never thought I would get to.
It's been seriously amazing.
And
really like the, you know, we started this because we wanted to get the message out there to more people.
Yeah.
And we've done that.
Yeah.
And I feel so lucky to have gotten to spread this message to more people.
Absolutely. To get to have relationships and build community with people all over the world.
Yeah.
Is something I never dreamed I would get to do. And it's just been such a really beautiful 2 years of building this together.
Yeah.
And also, we feel like it's just time. It's come to a close based on a lot of things. Mm-hmm. A big one being where we are in our own lives and how things are shifting for us and our businesses. And also, you know, having been producing at this level throughout the entire pandemic has worn on both of us.
Yeah.
And I know you've heard us talk about it a lot here and everywhere that like, it's okay that we're not working at the same level as we did before the pandemic happened. A lot of us, our mentalities have shifted. Our ability to create as much or output as much has really shifted. And I know I absolutely just, I can't output the way that I used to. And I think something that a lot of people may not realize is that a lot of work goes into making this podcast.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, let's have this all in context, right? Like, yeah. You and I both own our own businesses. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people don't totally understand what goes into, like, the type.
Owning your own business.
And like, what we do. Because I think it's so weird. It's not like we have a brick and mortar. It's not like, you know, we're solopreneurs. Mm-hmm. And so we're in charge of the marketing. We're the CEOs. We're the accountants. Like, we're the everythings. Like, we're the... And then, of course, the create content we have and then deliver our actual services. Like, oh, that part that we're totally in charge. So we're in charge of all of that. And it's a lot. Yeah. And then on top of that is the podcast.
Which is another business to run.
Yes.
And
I mean, we record every other Monday, and that's a full day then is recording. Like, we can't do anything else. It's like that full day then is recording.
And we spend time each week reviewing every episode, being in contact with our production team.
Pulling quotes, doing images.
Yeah, I do all the images.
Brainstorming topics, brainstorming guests,
reaching out to new guests.
Like,
marketing for everything that we're doing, planning for what's coming next.
Yep.
And so when
it's a lot.
When you break it down, it's a lot of time spent. And unfortunately, it costs us money to make this podcast.
Yeah.
It costs us basically a second rent each every month to make this podcast.
Yeah.
And the goal when we began was in hopes of monetizing, getting sponsors, bringing in new clients for both of our businesses, which I know people have definitely found us through the podcast. And we are so grateful for all of you. And we want you to remain in our communities. We love you. You are the reason why we make this. But it's not feasible for two small business owners to pay as much as we do to create this when we're not getting fed back that income, because what should have become a business became a very expensive hobby. Mm. And it's been lovely. It's filled our cups a lot.
So much.
To have this experience and to have this relationship with all of you. You know, with the best feedback we ever would get was that people would tell us they felt like they were hanging out with us. Mm-hmm. They were sitting here with their friends,
that just their lives chatting, have changed that because their of lives the episodes. Have changed, like, oh my God.
That we, you know, I know a couple of people who've told me they were able to help face their own eating disorders and get treatment and get help. And I am grateful in a way I can't really put into words for the experience that we've had.
Yeah.
But we think it's important to be really honest with all of you, because that's what this whole fucking party's about, is us being honest and vulnerable so that you know that you can be honest and vulnerable and just share the realities of what it takes to create something like this for you and why we've had to make the decision that it's not something that we can maintain anymore.
Yeah. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of energy to create this podcast, and it's a lot of money to create a podcast every month. And while I know there are some podcasters out there who do it all themselves and don't have a production team, I actually don't understand how they do it.
I am blown away by those people.
Because, again, as we said, like, we already have full-time jobs working for ourselves and this on top of it. If we were doing all of this ourselves without a production team,
We couldn't.
And then we would resent it and hate it. And it would not be feasible for us to do that ourselves.
Yeah.
We don't have the skills and to like edit and all that stuff. And then all the other things that go into it every week. It's just, we need a production team to do this. That's the only way that you and I are able to produce this podcast.
And we've been very blessed that our friends own that production team and have been so good to us. They are the absolute best.
Oh my God.
Great Media.
Great. You are the best.
We love you. Yes. All of you.
The best.
Everybody on our Slack channel, we love you.
I know. Like, we could not have created this podcast without them.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Like, they have made it. They have made it feasible and they've made it a reality.
They've made it the best experience.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
We... Yeah, I mean, I am just so, so grateful for them and their expertise and the way that they've helped us make this into something really special.
Yep.
And, you know, I think that we know that these conversations are going to need to continue to happen. Our work is not ending.
No. Oh, God,
just
no.
Because the podcast is ending.
This we just have realized for all the reasons. Really, like life changes was the primary catalyst.
Yeah.
And then when we kind of took a step back and realized, oh my God, all of the moving parts around this, it just kind of was like, yep, this is the right call.
Yeah.
As hard as it is, and as much as we are going to be so sad to like no longer have this in our lives and no longer be like, you know, in your guys' ears every week and bringing to you content and guests and all the like, we know time, energy, money, all the reasons after the life changes.
Yeah.
It all just kind of came together and we're like, it's time.
It's time.
It's been an amazing run.
Yeah. It
really has. We've gotten to talk to some of the coolest people and I will always just be so grateful and think upon our Babesmen era, you know, with such gratitude and just amazement that it all happened and that we have had all you amazing listeners. But yeah, it's come to a time when we know that it's run its course and we think too it's important that we include in this what can you do going forward? You know, for like podcasts that you love or content creators, say like on Instagram that you love. Things have changed a lot in the Instagram world.
Dramatically
to where I think it's important that we say like your favorite solopreneurs, your favorite content creators on Instagram like need your help. Because Steph and I mean, we both have been on Instagram, you know, promoting our businesses and sharing our message for years now. I mean, 4, 5, 6 years of doing this. And the landscape has changed so much to where it is really, really hurting small businesses. Recently, I've started seeing people kind of start talking about it more. And so first, and there is a lot that we actually all can do as Instagram users. There's so much that we can do to help those people that we love. So if you, for instance, listen to a podcast and like, oh my God, I get so much out of that podcast. There are things that you can do to support that podcast. Or if it's on Instagram and you're like, oh my gosh, I love Steph's content. There are things that you can do to support Steph or whoever it is or me or whoever the content creator is.
Yeah.
But first it's like, okay, so what's the difference between a content creator, that's the term that we're using, versus an influencer?
Yeah, because there's a really, really big difference. I think that it might not be as noticeable to somebody who doesn't run their own business, doesn't, you know, operate on Instagram as a platform. even though I'm a person, not a platform. Anyway, but like, so for example, I am an artist. I'm a business owner. I'm a photographer. I use Instagram to promote my business. I do not get paid for anything that I post on Instagram. I don't have paid partnerships. I don't have companies paying me to post anything on their behalf.
Ads.
I don't have ads. I don't have any of that sort of stuff. I am a one-woman show trying to show my work to the world because that is where my customers come from. An influencer is a person who has created a job that is existing on Instagram.
Yes.
That person has a large audience and that...
They're marketing people, essentially, right?
They're like marketing.
They are, every post they do is.
They are a human billboard. Something. They exist as a human billboard, which.
Nothing wrong with that.
Fuck yes for them.
Go you.
Fuck yes for them.
We are not talking down about influencers.
Absolutely not.
Live your best life. Do you.
We're just clarifying the difference. So, an influencer is a person who will probably have a managing team, have somebody who helps them vet these offers. They get offers where they are paid to create and post content for different brands. You'll see a lot of maybe business owners like myself or Jules who from time to time might get a company offer to send us something and post about it. I say no to most of those offers. In fact, I don't think I've ever said yes to any except for one coming soon because it's a very size inclusive brand and they offered to send me free underwear.
Great.
So, which like I love underwear, obviously. But that's very different. I'm not getting paid to post that. An influencer if the same brand contacted them, that brand would need to pay them a certain amount per post. It'd be the influencer would have to send them all of the like insights, all of the views, all of the saves, all the shares, any sort of clicks that they got from that, they would need to share back with that company because they are essentially being hired by that company to promote it mm-hmm. on Instagram. It's very, very different than somebody like myself or Jules, who is creating our own content, our own art or programming for our businesses individually that we want to provide to you, the clients, through Instagram.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Hopefully that distinction like makes sense. Still yawning.
Steph's still yawning, but I pressed record because babes meant babes. We interrupt today's episode with a very special announcement. As you know, in today's episode, we announced that we are ending the podcast.
We are.
So before we go, we had to open our merch store one last time.
We couldn't leave you all without your My Party My Rules shirt.
I don't care if you're pretty.
Which I'm wearing right now.
You're wearing right now.
Humanity over vanity.
Oh, that's a good one.
All of the classic babesmint wear.
Because you wear that and it hypes you up. You're like, I feel so fucking powerful right now.
Mm-hmm. And if you're anything like me, you need to recrop some of these because you cropped them too short the first time and then they roll and get shorter as you wear them. I know.
You should know better.
I should know better. In my defense, I cropped these, what, a year
ago? Or maybe
and a half
you have t-shirts and now you want sweatshirts.
Yeah, maybe you want a sweatshirt. We are going in. It's cozy season.
Oh, it's cozy season.
And so we
are so ridiculous.
Can you tell we've been recording all day when we make this ad?
I know. Lord save us all.
Anyway.
Anyway, merch store opens up Wednesday, the 29th of September. And it's only open for 1 week. So it closes October 6th. All right. Yeah, 1 week.
1 week.
To load up on all your favorite merch. If you are pumped and you get stuff, share it on your Instagram stories. Tag your friends who also love the babesmint. Like, let's get the word out, bitches. It's time to go.
It's time to get your babesmint gear.
I'm really fired up.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yay, merch. Stores open only Wednesday to Wednesday, September 29th to October 6th. Get on it, girlfriend. Okay, bye. And so when you're a content creator, right? And so if you are consuming content from someone, let's just say like me and Steph, just to keep things super easy, right?
Yeah, because it's us.
Yeah, because it's us. Hi. You know our content.
Hello. Welcome.
Like all of Instagram content is in free content that, mm-hmm. that we are, you know, taking our time to curate, craft, and then share with you.
Yeah.
That's no small thing.
And then stay involved in our communities on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is honestly a really big undertaking. And I know like for both you and I, Steph, like we'll do a lot more like long form writing on our Instagram. So really it's more like a mini blog, you know, in terms of how like we're writers. Like we really use it in that way.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, the time and energy it takes. So like sit down and really get intentional and inspired and craft to you things to write week after week for years on end. Like that's no small thing. And that's all we're doing that for free.
Right. We don't get paid. Right?
We're creating that for you. That's free content that you get to consume. And in a way, the podcast is the same, only actually we're paying to give you free content.
Yeah.
Right. And so whenever you are consuming free content from people and you love it and you're like, oh my gosh, I've gotten so much out of it. We just want to encourage you guys to think, okay, how can I give back to that person? Because I have gotten so much from them for free.
Yeah. And I think—
how can I give back to them?
I think that it's really important to acknowledge that you have a lot of power.
Yeah.
You yourself, even though some people might think it doesn't make a difference to take some of these steps, and we're going to share some free things you can do.
Yes.
As well as financially supporting people.
Yep.
But, you know, you might think that, oh, I have 300 followers, it doesn't matter. But some of your followers are probably looking for similar things that you enjoy because they're a person you know.
Yeah.
And so you have a complete circle that we might not have reached, who might not see us.
Yeah.
And especially because the way that Instagram works now,
Yes.
It's very hard. And the people who even choose to follow us are not seeing what we post, specifically when it's about business related things.
That's the really hard part, is that it used to be I could share about the Babysit Live, for instance.
Yes.
And my whole audience would see it, you know, or like a big chunk of my audience would see it. And then boom, tickets are sold. Great.
Yep.
Now Instagram knows when we're trying to promote or sell anything and it hides it.
Yep.
So, for instance, I went to New York City. I posted a photo about being in New York. There's no business things, that whole story. And over 1,000 people saw that post.
Yep.
The next day, I post about Babysit Live tickets. 200 some people see that post.
And that's compared to how many followers you have?
Over 5,000.
Exactly. So, to begin with, that's not even 20% of your following.
Right.
And then it's getting drastically decreased to not even being...
Right.
I mean, I don't do math, but not a fucking lot of people who have actively chosen to sign up to see what you do.
Yeah.
Not seeing what you're offering.
Correct.
And that is happening to all small businesses.
To all small businesses. To all small businesses. And so essentially, like, Instagram now wants you to pay to even just show content to your own audience, the people that you that have chose to follow you. So, you know, we spent the past 4 or 5 years creating content to put on our Instagram, and people choose to follow us because of that content.
Yeah.
And now Instagram is saying, wait, but we want you to pay us to put a post in front of your audience that you
worked to be a reel.
Create. And it has to be a reel, which
don't even
now
get me
I'm
started.
A movie director. I'm sorry. What?
Nothing is more like a slap in the face than like the biggest photo sharing app in the world telling a photographer that they no longer cater to photos and want videos. And I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Like,
I'm a career photographer.
Let TikTok be TikTok and just let us do our own thing. So that makes things really hard. That has changed the landscape.
Drastically
for so many of us. And so what can you do, right? If you are one of those few people that sees, oh my God, they're doing the Babysit Live or what, an event or a program or whatever it is. Share that on your story and don't just share it, but be like, oh my God, this event's happening. Like, even if you can't go, you can be like, I'm out of town, but like, check it out, guys. And say a little thing about it.
Yeah, putting some words of your own onto that story makes a huge difference. Even
so
if
people don't just like skip over it. They actually like, oh.
Even if it's like a piece of writing that you really like from us, something that struck you, something that sat with you.
Share it and be like, oh my God, follow Steph. Her work is so inspiring. You're going to love it. Like,
follow Jules. Her work is going to make you think totally differently about your relationship with food.
Yeah.
All of these sorts of things. It's very, very easy and it's free.
And that's free.
It's free.
And not just liking things, but even that the save button is like a super like. So press save on posts
commenting
that you like.
On things.
Comment on things or tag your friends in things. Like, these are all things that you can actually do to help those content creators that you love and that you're like, wow, I've gotten a lot from this person for free. How can I give back to them?
Yeah.
If you're unable to give financially, then this is a way that you can help those small businesses that costs you maybe a minute of your time if you're going to share a post and include your own writing on it.
Yeah, it takes you such little time to help support what takes us a lot of time to create for you. And this isn't to make anybody feel badly about enjoying the free content that we make because we love making it
for
you.
Oh my God, absolutely.
It's a huge piece of who we are to get to, especially speaking for myself, like, sharing my vulnerable pieces, sharing my thoughts and, you know, my feelings on Instagram and talking about my work and the experiences of my clients is such a big piece of my heart. I love getting to share it and I love so much hearing that it matters to other people.
Oh my God, absolutely.
It is like a feeling that I really can't describe. Yeah. And I've had such a beautiful experience with my Goddess Gang community, with the Babysit community, like lifting each other up. Like recently I went to Denver. A friend was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. And everything was happening very quickly. She had wanted to do a goddess session for a couple of years. I posted on my story and within 24 hours, people donated whatever little bit they could. I think there were 54 people who donated.
Amazing.
To make that trip happen. And that is why these communities exist. That is why I'm so, so proud of everything we get to do.
Yep.
And at the same time, that happened so quickly and so beautifully for this person who needed it. And I am a person who needs support too. I am a person who pays all my own bills by creating content for you.
And well, that's the thing, right? It's like your favorite content creators, like, this is our job.
Yeah, this is my full-time job.
We can't work for free.
People regularly think that I do this on the side or that I...
like, no, this is my full-time gig.
This is my full-time job because I know how much my work benefits the women who get to experience it.
Oh,
and
my God, yes.
I also don't have time to work another job and also create this for you. So it's sort of one or the other.
Yeah.
And I am too dedicated to my mission to quit for something easier.
Yeah.
But so...
Yep.
It's very important to also remember that, like, there are a lot of, I know, like, you know, working one-on-one with myself or Julie obviously is an investment. We're having a goddess session, while is a life-changing experience, and you should definitely do it. I know it's an investment. It's an investment in yourself.
Yeah.
I think we talk ourselves out of investing in ourselves a lot. Mm-hmm. But when you think about, like, I'm sitting here with like a $6 coffee. if I had not purchased this and maybe didn't purchase them for a month, what could I spend all of that money on? But
oh, for sure.
I think that we, especially as women, talk ourselves out of getting things for ourselves.
Yeah.
But there are also always going to be smaller opportunities to support people that you care about online, whether that's in a smaller program, like, you know, a workshop that you can. I've had many creators that I've bought their like $30 workshops just because I want to support them. And also I'm like, oh, cool. This is a cool thing I haven't learned.
Absolutely.
Let me do this.
Because chances are a lot of creators will have, like, I know I do things of all different levels, right? Yeah. Well, there's like a small little program that's like $30, like, you know, or we have a merch sale for the podcast or, you know, whatever it is. Like, there often will be these little times where it's like, oh, that's a way that, like, you can say, oh my God, thank you for
what you make for me.
If you have felt, you know, impacted by, obviously, then boom, like, that's a really amazing way that you can actually support.
And my guess is
that value the person making the work.
Even outside of the two of us, like, my guess is that if it's a person that you follow, that you regularly, like, repost their content or get something from it, or you listen to their podcast, because I know we're not the only ones who have a podcast, but everybody creating that content for you is putting a lot of time and a lot of heart into what they're making for you. And it's because they love you.
Yep.
And at the same time, it's very hard to put in that time, that effort, and that money to create things for free when you are trying to support yourself outside of the norm of like a 9-to-5 job. Mm-hmm. You know, we have running your own business is no joke. I love it. I wouldn't trade it for the world, but it is very hard and it takes a lot from you.
Let alone during a pandemic.
Try being a portrait photographer during a pandemic when you literally can't see other people.
Hey.
Anyway, it's a beautiful, beautiful challenge that I love to face in my life. And I love what I get to do for women and for people in general. I love every single thing about the life I've created. And at the same time, we had to make this really hard decision because it didn't make sense anymore.
The expense of the podcast was too great. And the time and energy and effort it took to create it was so much that we were like, at what point is this just it doesn't make sense for this to be on our expenses every month.
And like, it
has to bring in a return. Like as a business owner, it's like, we're not just like loaded and like, let's just do all.
Like, let's, like I'm it has very to much have not loaded.
A return on investment. Yeah. Like it just does. Right. And so, you know, when it doesn't, you're like, okay, well.
And it is a second rent.
Yeah.
That we are each paying.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it is absolutely a substantial amount of money that we have put into making this happen.
Yeah. And so like with podcasts, like, you know, going forward, I mean, it's, we're ending. So there's that. And we're not just ending because of this. We're ending because again, like it truly, there are some big life things happening with both of us that like it makes sense to do this.
Yeah.
But with other podcasts that you listen to going forward, you know that, and not everyone has a production team and all that, but either they're spending money to make it or a lot of time and energy and effort is going into them making it.
Yep.
And if you are not hearing any ads for like
Not for our own, like our own things. This is our own things. I mean, like actual sponsored ads. Yeah, for Squarespace.
If you're not hearing a HelloFresh, if you're not hearing a HelloFresh ad
right,
in your podcast,
right,
they're
right, exactly. And so that can be then a sign for you of like, oh my God, if you listen week after week and you love this podcast, then and you don't hear any sort of ads, that's I think a really good indicator of okay. How can I support this podcast that I love so much? Whether it's through a Patreon, whether it's, oh, they have an offer for $30. Okay, I can do that. Or their program or an actual goddess session or, you know, whatever it might be.
Or merch.
Sharing posts, buying merch. Right. Like, let that be an indicator an indicator to you of like, oh, this is, they are giving this to me for, they are putting time and sweat into this podcast. I'm getting it for free mm-hmm. and getting so much out of it. So what can I do to give back to them? Right. Yeah. That's always a great thing. And I think people just don't realize that. You know what I mean?
I think people don't realize it.
Because who talks about that? Nobody.
Nobody talks about it because it's like,
I for sure didn't
it's
think about
what,
that.
Like a taboo subject to talk about how much it costs to make things. I think that's stupid. And obviously my whole life is talking about taboo subjects. So
let's go.
Jokes on everyone else. Yeah. But I think that it's also just really important to take a moment to remember that like, we live in a time where a lot of us sort of have this expectation that things should be free. Mm. As an artist, as a small business owner, I get messages a lot which try to shake my foundation of how much I charge for things, how much my time is worth, how much my work is worth. I don't think that people fully understand what it takes to give you so much of ourselves
yeah.
and so much of a skill set that like, I have been a photographer since I was 14 years old. I went to college for this. I've been building my craft for 16 years now. And I've been building goddess sessions for years. All of these things. And my pricing reflects that.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
All of these things. But we live in a time where people expect everything to be free.
Yeah.
They expect everything to happen quickly and to happen very much just for them. It should be given to them. And I don't even think that it comes from a negative place. I think it's simply the way that we have been conditioned to feel about things. Like, well, why should I pay for this if I can do it myself or if I can get it this way for free or if I can do it so-and-so way? And I find myself having those same thoughts. But if you want to really continue to encourage people to, number one, live outside of fucking capitalism and patriarchy and all of the bullshit. Okay. That's another whole part of it. But if you want to keep encouraging people who have passions and talents and dreams to chase after them and to make a life for themselves off of those things, you think that the work that people do is important and helps people and mm-hmm. has helped you.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to help those people see that financially because businesses don't run themselves. I pay all my own bills based entirely on my goddess session business. And that's not easy to do. It takes a lot of work. And so when I'm pushing something new, like I just launched the new generation of goddess sessions, which I have spent 6 months working on.
Yeah.
I'm so, so excited. I put so much heart into this. I've made it such a well-rounded experience. And my pricing went up because I'm committing multiple hours more of time to each session. I'm giving so much more of myself. And I had to have a deep, hard conversation with my assistant, Addie, who holds me accountable.
Yeah.
Shout out to Addie. I love you. But it's very important to understand that the way that we've been conditioned by society to expect things to happen quickly, freely, and for us is not actually how a single human running a business can produce them for you. And can maintain that level of output, especially after a fucking pandemic.
And we truly like, okay, think about like the free gym membership month that you've gotten before. Mm-hmm. Did you actually use it? Like chances are no. When we get things for free, we don't fully dive in and get the growth out of them. Like when you invest in something, it's a game changer.
Yeah.
Right. When you invest in something, you have skin in the game. You are literally by paying for something saying, I value this
mm-hmm.
and I value myself
mm-hmm.
enough to allocate even $30 or whatever it is to this thing.
Yeah.
You show up differently.
Mm-hmm.
Like we can't, like coaching for free is, that would be a massive disservice to the client.
because it being free, they're not going to show up the same. It just is a massive disservice, right? And when we choose to invest in ourselves and in something, that is a big, big message saying, hey, I'm worth it. This is worth it.
This.
And I'm valuing the person whose work this is, right? Yes. I mean, with me and coaching, it's like my whole life has fed into my coaching practice from, my education and my undergraduate and my master's degree and multiple coaching certifications, multiple years of learning and diving and pouring into the craft of coaching so I can deliver, really powerful things. And so it's all of that goes into whatever you're purchasing, whether it be a smaller thing or a bigger coaching program or whatever, right? So thinking all that goes into the person who's creating this content for you, the person that's delivering the goddess session, there is so much. And so you paying for something, right? It's us saying, I value myself enough to pay for this and I value the person and all that they're bringing to the table to deliver me this service as well.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think, it can be very easy to look at one of us, let's go with me specifically, and be like, okay, Steph works. She has these shoots. They're an hour long, now an hour and a half long. So she works that hour and a half and then the rest of it is just, whatever. And I'm like, that's not true. I spend hours editing for you. I spend hours finding locations. I spend hours doing marketing, doing all of the Instagram things. So really what you're paying for is 15 hours of my time and also the last 16 years of my life, my own very personal lens. But yeah, I think it's just very important to remember that when you're investing in something from a small business, you're investing in that person. And, Jules and I do this work because we know that we were called to it because we struggled in our lives. I found my way to goddess sessions very organically because it had so much to do with my own healing. And I knew that that healing should be available to other women. And I think that most anybody who owns their own business, especially a female entrepreneur, a solo entrepreneur, we do what we do because we are called to it and we love it, not because it's easy or because we think we'll make a lot of money doing it.
It's so hard.
We do it because we love it.
We feel called, but you're right. We feel called to it. It's a passion.
I can't not do this.
Right. It's like, oh my God, I have experienced the blessing of overcoming diet culture and the blessing of learning how to reconnect with my body and listen to my body and trust my body and have this wonderful relationship with my health and food and exercise and that and the ripple effect that that's had on my entire life. It's like, I want every freaking woman to experience that. And that's why I do what I do, right? Because it's like, I know the incredible impact that this work has had on my life and all of my clients' lives.
Yeah.
And I keep doing it because I want more and more women to break free and to experience that.
Absolutely.
It's not easy work.
It's not easy work. And we both are just so unbelievably grateful that we have found these lives and that you all trust us enough to do this work for you and with you.
Yep.
I know I say it all the time, but I feel lucky every single day that my job is my job.
Every single day.
That I have the community that I do and that for whatever reason, I've been blessed enough to have this little piece of the world that helps people feel better.
And we've been so lucky, Steph, to be doing to be solopreneurs now for 4 years each.
Yeah.
And that's so lucky. There are so many coaches and photographers out there who are trying to get started and have a hard time getting off the ground.
Absolutely.
I mean, we are so lucky that we've been able to make careers out of this and support ourselves and our families doing this work that we're so passionate about. That is how lucky are we that we've been able to do that. And wow, we've been able to pay for this podcast. That's a blessing that we've been able to pay for this podcast in order to share this message as far and wide as we can, because that was at the absolute core purpose of why we started this podcast. It really was, right? We're like, the girls' night events that we had in 19 were so amazing. And we were like, how do we expand this? Because more and more women need to be set free from this trap of diet culture. And we were fortunate enough to be able to, you know, pay for this podcast for 2 years and deliver you this content week after week. And we feel so lucky that we've been able to do that. And truly, I mean, how blessed we are, how lucky and privileged we are to be able to have had this podcast and to be able to have given you guys this week after week. We feel so, so lucky to have met so many of you, whether it's on Instagram or in person, has been wonderful. Yeah. You know, there have been many of you who have turned into clients in one way or another, and that's been amazing. And all good things come to an end.
Yeah.
And we know that where our lives are taking us next, it makes sense that we close this chapter. Yeah. As hard as it is.
Yeah, I'm like about to cry right now. It's not a big deal. It is really hard. It's really hard because, I mean, Jules and I mean, first of all, we just love working together. We're staring deeply into each other's eyes right now. But we love our friendship and our relationship and that we get to bring.
I love podcast days.
I love podcast
days. I'm like, yes, the podcast day.
We love doing this for you all. We love the conversations we've got to have. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you what, like, I have saved on my phone, like, screenshots of messages that people send me about how much the podcast means to them, how much my work means to them. And I read those when I'm having, like, hard days because it fills my heart more than I think I can really express through words to know that something that I made out of my heart has touched someone else's heart.
Oh, it's everything.
I want you all to know how truly, truly grateful we are for each and every one of you for showing up every week to be a part of our lives, to feel like you're sitting here with us in the Babes Mint.
I know.
To feel like you are our buddies too, because you are. And we know that this is hard. We know you're probably going to have some hard feelings about it. We do too. We don't take this this close lightly. Mm-hmm. But we also want you to know that we are not going anywhere.
And that's the thing. I mean, first of all, this is not our last episode.
Yeah.
The last episode would be super fucking special.
The last episode will be super special and I'll definitely cry.
Oh my God, yeah.
And that's a lot harder.
That one's
for
in
me.
A month.
It's a lot harder for me to cry now with my antidepressants. I used to cry so much more easily.
Oh my God. I'm pretty sure when we record our last episode, I will be on or near, I think I'll be on my period. So I will be sobbing for sure.
We'll be fine.
It's not the last episode. And yeah, I mean, we're not going anywhere. Like, no, we won't be in your ears every week on the Babes Mint. You can still catch us on Instagram and get our content there. And of course, if you want that more intimate support from us, like, we have those ways where you can come into our communities. It's just no longer going to be in the podcast form, right? So with me, that means you can join me inside the Intuitive Body Blueprint. That's my community where we have my intuitive eating course and we have our monthly live coaching calls and our private Facebook group for daily support. I'm doing videos in there and all that stuff. And that's curated to you, right? So that's the way that you can, you know, still be more intimate, because the podcast, I feel like, feels intimate, right?
Yeah.
That's a way that you can be more intimately in my circle. If you're like, wait a minute, the podcast is going, what do I do now? Join IBB. Join IBB. That's the best way to do it. And as a like podcast ending like special, I am doing 25% off. So that for those of you who are like, oh my God, the basement's ending, what do I do now? 25% off IBB this week only. Okay. Yeah. This week only. So through October 1st. So you have now through October 1st to snag 25% off using the code BabesMint. Okay. Code BabesMint. You can enter on in, join us. It's the best community ever. And if you think you've gotten a lot out of the podcast, wait till you experience what it's like to be an actual part of a coaching container with not only me as your coach, but all the other amazing women in that program, and to get like actual live support. Yeah, it's next level stuff.
Yeah. And you can always join me on Instagram. The Goddess Gang is always here for you. Please check out the new Goddess Sessions because, y'all, we have got journaling prompts. We've got mindset prep.
It is like
intention setting. An experience. I mean, it is a true experience.
You've leveled up an experience that was already amazing, which is like, how the hell do you even do that? But Steph did it.
Thank you so much. Like, no brag.
No brag.
I worked on it for like 6 months. but I'm so excited to be sharing these updates with you all. You get to, if you get the everything package, you get to come back and do an in-person gallery celebration with me where we walk back through your images together in that safe space where we created them. And you get some really special goddess gifts curated by me, NBD. But it's just... I am so proud of what Goddess Sessions have become and also the community of women who have done Goddess Sessions. And I have some very fun, very cool things in the works to make that community more accessible to everybody who belongs to it. So you can stay tuned for that. And again, like we...
Our businesses and we are not going anywhere. It's just the podcast is.
And the podcast catalog will still be there.
That's the thing too. The podcast, even though we won't be creating new episodes, like it lives on. And have you listened to every single episode? If you have, damn.
Congratulations. You are a gold star babe.
You are a gold star babe.
I haven't even listened to every episode.
I have because I have to. I have to review them every week.
You have to because I don't.
Yeah, that's my job.
I do the pictures though.
Yeah, that's my job. And you can always go back and re-listen.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's like you can go back and like hear old episodes and they live on. Like they will always be there for you. Whenever you're like, I'm needing a Babes Mint, you know, little burst, do that.
Yeah.
Or of course, if you really are wanting more of our energy, that's when it's come on into our containers.
Yeah.
Steph's Goddess Gang, you know, my Intuitive Body Blueprint. Like that's where, you know, you really get to.
Yeah.
Be in our energy and experience all that goodness.
And you never know. Jules and I might still do some fun things together.
You never know.
We can't stay apart because we are a power couple.
I mean, it is what it is.
That used to be our password for our...
It did. Until Haley,
our assistant got us hacked.
Do you guys remember when our Instagram got hacked? Some of you will absolutely remember this.
Because you sent us so many messages.
Listen, I really appreciate that you all were telling us. But let me tell you what. The only thing worse than getting Instagram hacked are all the DMs that come in about getting Instagram hacked.
I was driving.
I'm like, I love you guys and appreciate this. And this is like awful. We were just like inundated with that. We know.
I was driving. I was driving back from South Carolina with my friend Jess from our vacation. She had hurt her back. So I was doing the whole drive. So I was like exhausted. We're on like a break. I get a text from a friend like, hey. And I was like, ah, shit. And so I have to text.
And then Haley was like, that was my fault.
Haley was like, I clicked something. We're like, you don't ever click anything.
I'm like, have you not learned about phishing?
Haven't you ever?
Haley, we love you.
We couldn't make the podcast without you. but we are, like we said, we're always here for you. And remember that, as I know my work especially, everybody's small business work, but mine, especially because it centers around female bodies and fat female bodies, gets hidden from a lot of people. So if you want to know what I am doing, you can turn on post notifications for the things that I do.
Yeah.
You should absolutely do that for creators that you really love, especially small businesses.
That's so true.
Because
You will miss stuff.
I all the time, whenever I mention it in a story that you're probably not seeing my post, I see a lot of people come through in like about 20 things because they haven't seen anything in a few months. And they're not realizing that they're missing it, but they are. And so you're missing offers, you're missing like, you know, discounts, like, you know, I just had a discount when I launched my new Goddess Sessions, but right now I will offer the same discount to my Babes Mint babes. So the same timeline as Jules' discount, you have until October 1st. You can get $100 off your Goddess Session. You don't need to use a code. Just mention that you are a Babes Mint babe in your booking form and I will give you that sick discount because trust, I don't think I've ever given a discount that big.
No.
It might be the biggest one I've ever given on a Goddess Session. So you're going to want to snag it. And my books are open until June of next year.
Let's go.
Let's freaking go.
So there's that. A raw, honest conversation about all the things.
Yeah.
But we have some exciting things coming up in our lives. So, you know, it's bittersweet
It's bittersweet.
It is bittersweet. Like, it's going to be so sad to say goodbye. And I think we're both also excited for the good things that are coming.
And we know that, you know, sometimes things have to come to a close to make room in your life for other beautiful things. And we talk about that in the term or in the, you know, in the idea of letting go of dieting, letting go of these old held beliefs. And that'll open up so much space for beauty in your life. And sometimes it's saying goodbye to something that you really love and you really enjoy, but you know that it's run its course and it's time to move into the next phase and the next chapter. And we're both really excited to do that and for all of you to still be on the ride with us. So,
amen, sis.
If you're only following the Babesmen on Instagram, make sure you follow both of us.
Yeah.
And we're always here for you. We always love you. And we will keep talking to you for the next 4 weeks because our last episode is not until the end of October. Mm-mm. So stay with us and thank you for being with us.
Y'all are the absolute best. We love you.
Bye. Thanks so much for tuning into another episode of The Babesmen.
We hope you're feeling a little more at home in your body and inspired as hell.
If you are ready to change your relationship with your body and yourself, we're here for you.
Snag a goddess session with Steph.
Or check out Jules' free masterclass to free yourself from diet culture for good.
The links are on our website to learn more and sign up.
And of course, if you loved this episode, we'd so appreciate it if you spread the love a little bit.
Share the app.
Rate the show.
Leave a review.
Subscribe.
You know what to do. Until next time.
Thanks. We love you. Bye.